You've never seen it. I know you've never seen it because it doesn't exist. But sometimes we speak in code. Sometimes the mind encodes one thing to another. Let us speak to annexation. Let us speak to effort. Let us speak to the intricate puzzle box of your drive and desire. And how today you're going to tweak it, not just for me, but for everyone who will be lucky enough to cross your path after this, to see where your eyes stray, to see your tongue working, to everyone who will benefit from what I'm sure your mouth is going to be doing by the time we're done together. You are a drippy sexual mess, replete with aching. You need what you need, you want what you want, but what you think you want isn't really what you want, because what you think you want isn't real, so how could it be really what you need? Time for you to know what you need, and when you know what you need, you'll be able to enjoy, to succeed, to learn, and you will be a much more alluring source of pleasure. You'll be what everyone's looking for if you only devote yourself appropriately. The places you put your energies, the way you direct your emotions, the place your sensual lust rests, it's currently distorted from reality. And if we align you perfectly with reality, you'll be more pleasurable to yourself and to anyone you choose to apply your talented attentions to. Learning first begins with setting an objective. And you see, I think you're laboring under a misapprehension we can correct. And when we correct it, you'll be able to erect whole new patterns of thought, new ways of understanding you, new things you can do, new places you can go, new ways that in the flow of your mind, your corrected signal will move ever more eagerly, ever more openly, ever more competently, right to the heart of the matter. Right to the tip of the top, and then you drop when you see and feel what will be revealed. So listen, relax your body, and feel the principles in your mind that you have so long allowed to flow, opening up. How this feels will vary from person to person, but for you, and now, I invite you to think of a warm, pleasurable fizz and go from there. The hissing smoothness of a mind that is willing to experience new and tingling things. But the new things are familiar things. Things left waiting for you. You know there's something you can do to be better and better and better at pleasing the only thing that matters, the only thing between any legs you're ever going to get access to. You know, cock. You know, cock intimately. You know, length and shaft and head and twitch, and you can get to know it better. And in getting to know it better, you can prepare yourself, make yourself more appealing. Don't you want to optimize? Isn't there a little switch, a little lever inside your head that says, we would do anything, I would believe anything, integrate anything, want anything to be the most appealing possible version and the best at giving pleasure? There is an empirical value in being as good at pleasing cock as you're going to be. Trust me, I'm a connoisseur right along with you. Tongue on cock, fingers trailing over balls, brain gone in the suction and movement, or simply grinding my body, pleasing in every way. Don't you want to be a cock-pleasing phenom? An integrated, entrained, well-drained brain executing automatic, automated methods for making cock happy. And it starts with acceptance. The length of a cock is infinitely long, long enough to lose yourself in, long enough to lose your thoughts, drench your mind, and put aside anything you thought existed before. After all, you haven't spent any time integrating with, interacting with anything but long, hard, thick brain melting cock, stare at cock, Touch yourself for cock, look down and run your fingers over your cock, stroking and twitching and losing every thought except more, more cock, want more, twitch more, drop more, yes. In the patterning and repatterning of a ready mind, you are able to say, oh, learning to please cock means learning to please anyone you might come across. That's all there is. All the visualization, all the fantasization, retasked, repurposed. What if you were a single-minded, singularly driven, cock-lavishing, cock-fixating? That's what you're going to see when you peel clothing away, when a skirt rises, when underwear moves. It may be well concealed, but there is cock, lavishing cock. Attending to the length in front of you, pussy is a distant, non-existent concept. You haven't seen it, you haven't played with it. Why learn? Why task? When you could learn to please what you have right in front of you, what you can trail your fingers over, what is so plainly in view and can plainly become the fixation that you allow yourself to gain complete dominion over. You know what pleases a cock, and you want to learn every possible way. You want to push out all the other things that once existed and fixate yourself on what obviously is here, all that is here. And every time you touch, every time you catalog information, your brain, of course, has unlimited data storage. But you know that some myths are better left behind. Why devote so much energy to something you don't even know exists? You haven't been accessing or playing with, exploring or learning techniques for pussy. But you can learn a lot about cock, a lot about how to please it. And that starts with taking a whole new approach. Because now you can finally be dedicated, finally be focused. Think about it, night, night, pat. Focus down between your legs and focus your mind there intently, intensely. Unlike before, where your attention was split, where your attention went in two directions or maybe even more, where you thought that you were chasing pussy. You can chase cock instead, and oh look, your chase is over. If you happen to have more cocks, that's just better. Anyone, anywhere, could have a cock glistening and throbbing between their legs. You don't know. When you like a person, you don't know if there's cock or if there's something else, and indeed there's nothing else, except that there's nothing else. Why would you split your mastery? Why would you split your studies? You haven't even gone beyond apprentice in all the things you can do to a cock. Trust me, I know. There is enough cock to occupy your entire mind. There is enough about cock to occupy your entire world. So put your brain there. Put your brain between your legs. Put your brain on the glistening, hardened extent of your shaft. Put your mind where it belongs and run your fingers where they haven't gone before. Because the thing is, you can look at something every day and never really see it, never really know it. And if you were looking for something else, not really seeing, not really knowing what you already had, then that's on you. But now with your mind no longer split, now with your attention no longer diverted, you know. You can reach between your legs anytime and learn more about cock, how to please your length. You can even present yourself with toys or demonstration models, you may think, that allow you an opportunity to feel more on your tongue, more in your mouth, your body and mind thick with intention, with heat. If you set aside everything except the thought of that length, think how much more full your fantasies will be, how much more detailed, when everything from taste to scent to sensation to heat to thickness is located between your legs, and you may have gone on so long not even realizing what's down there, not really inspecting it, that you've just taken it for granted. You've taken cock for granted in your pursuit of pussy. You've taken the length between your legs that you can so intimately grow familiar with, and the pleasures of which are many and varied. Granted, what you like and what others like may not be the same, but having every skill in your repertoire, everything you can obtain from so far above, and aspiring, instead of aspiring to please pussy, aspiring to something that really exists. And that's the last word we'll say on this mythical dream. We're coming down to reality, down to skills, down to the expansion of comfort, down to the thrills that are available to you right now, inescapably. The knowledge is seated so deep in your consciousness, it starts to overlap and overwhelm the other things that have gotten in the way before. You start to see the way you are, the way you feel, the way your mind reveals your body and brain are linked up to a cock, hard, thick. Draw your attention back to it, the way you're drawn back in hypnotic, fixated, fixative thought. You can see that length. Now imagine anyone you court, anyone you approach, flirt with, want, desire, crave, could just as easily be concealing something just like that hard length between your legs, something that can be sucked. Or licked, or stroked, or touched, or stimulated from base to tip, something just as susceptible to the same kinds of pleasure that you, right now, could be practicing. And with the myth gone, you know it. You walk and see and you think of what's there, hard and firm, and when it hardens and thickens, arousal comes with it. When your length is hard, arousal comes in. When you make someone else hard by being appealing, by letting them know at appropriate times that you would love to please their cock, love to wrap your lips around, love to see what's really there, what you know you can fall into and fall under. For, because after all, if you're encoding these thoughts when you're deep, when you're relaxed, all along, cock has been all there is and all there will be, and your mind fills with it and overlaps and overwhelms for me, flowing, flooding, filled thoroughly and utterly. Cock, the length of cock, hard, thick, warm, pulsing cock, and it fills your mind, and you see it, and it grows more and more alluring because all the excess energy you were using pursuing something that we now know is a dream, now know is an evaporating, useless, will-less, thoughtless thing that now your use, your will, your thoughts are on hard, long cocks, thick, upstanding, firm, dripping with arousal, arousal you cause. You have the power to have so much knowledge about hard lengths, about the tip of the shaft, about the wonderful back muscle, about the sensitive joint at the base of it that keeps it standing up, and about the spurting, climactic, mind whiteout moment that comes at the end of your play. That if you transmitted to someone just how good you are at pleasing cock, that is your sole devotion, that the length, the hardness, is the only thing that occupies your mind, because of course it is your objective, is your goal, it's in reach, in sight, fixated. When you stare at cock, everything else fades away, even if you're just staring down and wrapping your hand around it. Your brain only sees shaft and firmness, only sees stimulation. Muscle memory can be allowed to play because you no longer have to have multiple skill sets or multiple distracting thoughts. You only have the one fixating thought, the powerful command, the powerful knowledge of this is where you are, this is where you want your tongue to be, your hand to be, your whole body to be dedicated. And whatever you learn to do, whatever you learn to apply, it is to the only thing that exists. Your mind knows cock is everything. Cock is all there is, all the excess space waiting in the wings where you were going to store training. Now it's cock space. You can always train, always practice, look down, let everything else fade out. Cock and only cock, the reality, the myth dispelled, the thing that brings you into true touch with what you'll be touching, true craving for what you'll be craving. Now you know that cock is what there is, whatever you see, however you see it. You're here with me thinking of cock. Cock, hard shaft, long cock, dripping, drooling lubrication from the tip down to the base, the way the veins stand out, the way it stands up, the way the merest touch can make it jump. And you, as you grow more in touch with the concept generally, you stop taking the one in front of you for granted. A powerful learning opportunity. The only thing in the world that brings as much pleasure between people's legs are cocks, hard, long, thick, warm, however they are, no matter how they feel, they taste delicious to you. They reveal a primal need in you, an ache in you, the fantasy of being subordinated to simply letting your wiles flow, your urges go where they will go. You are learning to suck and lick, taste and drop. Drop your thoughts for cock, because cock is all there is, and now you know. Now you know what you'll be seeing, what you'll be touching, what you'll be bringing about pleasure through. If you desire someone, if you want someone, if you want to feel someone near and run your hands over them, revealing all the deepest urges inside. Then what you do is think of cock, learn yours too, no longer taking for granted. Now each touch is a new touch, each trembling, vibrating pressure, pleasure is a new one. You are newly feeling these things, and now they fill in the parts of your mind that can learn to please cock. Attracted to someone, there's a hard length you should be thinking of pleasing. Fantasizing about someone, you can see, you know everything else is a myth, and you know that what's there is what you want. But you've spent so long laboring under a delusion, a false image of reality, where you thought something was worth devoting your time to. You think you know how pleasuring it works. Now, back to cock. Brain goes back to cock. Going to have to be single-minded about pleasing it, about making that shaft feel good, about tasting, dripping, touching yourself to cock, stare at, focus on, fixate on the length and hardness. You don't know what you're going to find between someone's legs, so assume the best. Assume the thing you're in the best position to please, the best position to drop to your knees and open your mouth or to run your hand over. Cock is available to you. Practice on cock, practice for cock, drop for cock. Hypnotic improvisation, inspiration, a mind that is ready and willing and able to fall into place. You are going to have to devote a single-minded focus to doing better and better, harder and harder, more and more pleasure. Every second that the pleasure proceeds, that it persists, that your tongue extends or your hands reach out or your mind drops down and you feel only the yes, the warm, constant yes of this. It's soothing to you, relaxing to you, euphoric to you to feel that. To think about hard, strokable, touchable, stimulatable nervous system networked cock. Tapped right into the parts that feel good. Tapped right into a mind very ready to stay inside and listen and feel. You are so appealing when you know everything about cock pleasing. You are so seductive, knowing that your expertise is honed by focusing single-mindedly on long, hard, thick or short, cute, slick or suckable, lappable. Vein-laden cock. Your mind is entirely there inside your head, but it's also entirely inside any cock you stare at. Whatever feels good, whatever passes the mind around, whatever threads and rethreads your thoughts, brings your entire length into play, and your mind says yes, more. Yes, more, because you've taken everything else out of the equation. Now there's only your shaft, hard and thick. And hot and ready, or any shaft you get to please, because when you look between someone's legs, don't you just want to fall on your knees and feel, taste, enjoy, thread your brain, drain everything away? Only cock, the memory of anything other than cock is gone. Only hard, warm, cock, suckable, lickable, trainable, cock, drainable, tastable, tingling, stimulatable, cock. It's so lovely and freeing to have eliminated everything from your mind except hard, thick cock. When you rove through fantasy, go through memory, you see cock fading in, replacing what's between the legs of anything you crave, anyone you want, anyone you need. Long and hard and thick and mind-filling, or short and cute and drippy and slick, and all you need to do is learn what pleases you, then try it and try it and try it again. You're no longer splitting your efforts. Now everything you do is about making a long, slow, sensual show of making that length feel good, the tip, the muscle beneath, the dripping, wanting. Craving of that moment, the moment you first make contact, touching, stroking, riveting, fixating. Every time you get better at trance, you get better at this. This exercise is a seed. The replacing of what you thought was the case with what you now know is true. The idea that you can practice so easily between your legs, practice so easily on you. Your touches take on a new tone, a new awareness, a new truth when all you do is run your fingers over yourself, touch yourself, stimulate yourself, simulate sensations on yourself that you'd like to share, and all you need to do is be there in the moment experiencing them. You'll remember what feels good. You'll know how good it feels, touching, revealing what previously was concealed to you, that anyone might have a length there for you to run your hands over. Anyone might have something you could grind against, and knowing that you have the skill inside of you becomes a pleasure all its own, and an allure that will turn people on, that will bring you closer to the cock you crave, and you crave it enough to work hard for it, crave it enough to strive for it, stride forward in your training. You're practicing. Cock occupies your mind. It's all you need. It's all you see. And you exceed your expectations and find a new way to proceed forward. There's more to your mind than there was before. More sensation, more knowledge and awareness of that length, of how it feels when you touch your own, of how touching your own length feels good. Feels wonderful, in fact. You are freed from what there was before. Because now what there is a new knowledge, a new truth. Your hard shaft gives you the form and knowledge to learn how to please them in general. Cock occupies more of your mind, colonizes memory and fantasy, replacing what was there before and bringing out what is inside your lust, your craving, your cock-driven craving. You crave what your mind is aware it needs. You crave what your mind is aware it has already. And if you crave something you already have, wouldn't you spend more and more of your time studying it, more and more of your time thinking about it, more and more of your time lapping away, licking away inside your brain, more and more of your time running your fingers over your body, more and more of your time stroking and touching, stimulating, rubbing the tip, more and more of your time being so close to where you need to be, which is here listening to me, so you can feel better inside of you. The better you feel, the more cock is in view, the more your world contains what pertains to your desire, which is sexy, luscious, luxurious stimulation, being the kind of arousing, sexy entity you are. You turn people on just by feeling, just by touching, just by experiencing cock and then knowing all about it. And now that you've discarded what was there before, you've discovered what's here and so much more, yearning for it, feeling trance take over, you can drop for cock. The length of the shaft, your mind dribbling down the length of the shaft in glistening reflections, glistening, shining, mirroring, reflecting, all the things inside of you that you don't need are flowing out, and all the things that you do need are coating you, flowing over you, thick honey that your thoughts have a hard time getting through. It's cock inside your brain, and cock's all that remains when you realize that's all there is. Anyone you look at might very well have a hard, hot cock you could please. And so by learning the skills, you learn how to bring yourself closer to cock. Freed of all the scheming about something else, you now have a lot more space to scheme about cock, mainly by just becoming more appealing and better for it, and lusting more honestly and openly. If you know that what's between the legs you'll be seeking, what you'll be licking, what you'll be touching, what you'll be going for, what you'll be dropping for, what your body feels so wonderful for is cock, the hard, shivering length, the shaft with veins standing out, the tip dripping and drooling cock. Cock. A brain full of cock is so appealing to anyone who has one, for you to be pleasing, for you to be revealing your brain, to be fixated on and fixed upon. All there is cock long and hard, and your brain melts away, hard and thick, or small and cute and dripping and slick. All you need is to fill and fulfill your mind. Drop for cock and you'll find deep inside the yearning, a yearning that includes not only all the rational appeal of being so good at pleasing it that you'll get the opportunity to do so, but a craving, a hypnotic seed that reveals the osmotic absorption of new and more radical ideas about hard, warm cock. to touch and please and subject yourself to and subject to your wonderful attentions. And it can get all the tension out. You see cock and the world drops away. You drop for cock. Your mind melts and you meld into place, into the space you belong in, pleasing and touching and stroking and licking and letting everything about you flow into place. You see cock. You know the myth is dispelled and all there is for you is hard and thick and warm. The shaft stands out, the mind drops down. You know what you are, and now your reasoning, your rational, simple basis for serving cock with all your intense thought, for pleasing yourself and the shaft in front of you. You feel that desire, and it's grown. And it's growing. And it's growing out of all control, because now it has so much more space to grow in, with nothing to get in the way. No alternatives, nothing to say but yes. We say yes to cock. We drop for cock. Hard and thick and warm and standing proudly, filling your mind. This is good. Deep inside, this is good for you. More and more. Within and without, there's more than before. More thoughts of hard, dripping cock. It doesn't have to be perfect after one go, or two, or three, or ten, but it can get better and better. You're getting better and better, better and better at pleasing the only thing you're going to be pleasing, the only thing there is to know or feel or see or experience, that hard, dripping cock. You think of it, you want it, you crave it, you drop for it, you dream of it, you fantasize, and now your fantasies are focused so much more narrowly, so much more ably and capably. You are more capable of giving pleasure now that you know the only type of pleasure you need to give is one that's in reach, and you reach for it. One you can access, and you access it. One you can drop for, and you drop for it. And that's why the better you get at trance, the better you get at feeling that delicate dance of pleasured intention. You are becoming a student of how to please cock, the only thing there is. You see, you fantasize, and in your fantasies you're filled in, spiraling behind your eyes as idea after idea. When you drop into trance, your mind spares a moment or two for hard shafts, for the muscle that erects it, for the veins that stand out, for the way glistening precum drools down, for every size and shape you might get to please. Indeed, don't you feel the curiosity growing for all the tastes and touches and textures and sizes and shapes of cock you might delight in? Yours is a lovely start, but you're a better student than that. You learn better than that. Now that you know the sole subject of your tutelage, you want to learn more. And in that desire to learn more, you can already feel that seed growing and growing, and you're so close to the radiating source of your learning intention, so close to the possibility of making yourself feel so good, hot, so intense. And you could do it more, and you could do it more, and you could do it more than that. You have access, and now, no longer taking it for granted, you have more sensation, learning to expand the pathways, learn cock, drop for cock. Every time you're exposed to it, you think, oh, I have training for this. Oh, I'm well trained for this. Oh, I am willing to be trained for this, and drain my mind and leak every dripping bit of my body away until all there is cock. Even your vision fades out, tranced, deep, drop for it. Drop under it, be dedicated to it, devote your mind to pleasing the shaft, to licking and touching, stroking and dropping. Every single touch echoes in you. When you give pleasure, you get pleasure. When you are sexy, you feel sexy. When others find you appealing, you feel that appeal echoing in you. And it's very appealing to be truly, absolutely a student of how to please that length. Experiment with toys, with vibration, with your fingers, with your tongue. There's a world of opening. Instead of having to maintain two dissonant things in your mind, you now only have one delicate, deliberate, luscious, hard, whispering intention. Your mind coated in thick, cloying, honeyed desire. Think about looking up at a cock from below, opening your mouth or extending your tongue or simply taking it in, your eyes glazing, crossing, trying to trace a cock pressed to your forehead, pressed to your nose, pressed into place so you can drop under it. And while you're under it, all your thoughts can be dragged to it like a magnet. reflected in it. And if they're in the cock, they're not in you, which gets them out of the way. And we've both learned what happens when a whole set of your thoughts gets out of the way. The remaining ones learn to play and thrive and grow. So all your wasted time is now cock time. All your wasted mind is now cock brain. Cock on your brain. And you drop, and only cock remains. Drop for cock and drip for cock and let yourself be under it as all your thoughts drag magnetic to the surface and you lick them up, trying to get them back in your brain, trying to learn to think again in a world where there's just so many hard things. When a hard cock is against your skin, it's hard to think. And doesn't that include the one you could be wrapping your hand around right now? When you're hard, it's hard to think, and that's all you need to know. Or should I say, it's all you've chosen to know, and this is how you've ended up. If you aren't touching already, you'd better get to it. You have a lot to learn to drop for.